This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry announced early Monday its forces had thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The ministry, in a rare early morning video, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault at 5 points in southern Donetsk. The United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore pointing fingers at each other as tensions rise over the Taiwan Strait. VOA's Arash Aribasadi tells us more.
First, there was a Chinese fighter jet performing an in-air maneuver over the South China Sea late last month, rocking a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft in a move the United States called unnecessarily aggressive. Then, a few days later, in the Taiwan Strait, which separates Taiwan from continental Asia, a Chinese destroyer performed a maneuver bringing it close to a U.S. warship. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the move irresponsible, and the U.S. Navy called it unsafe. And thus, the stage was set for a war of words between the United States and China at this year's Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Both countries' military leaders exchanged barbs over recent events in the South China Sea. Arash Aribasadi, VOA News.
Hong Kong police searched and detained scores of people Sunday as authorities tightened security for the 34th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown.
Restrictions in Hong Kong have stifled what were once the biggest vigils and memorials marking the 1989 student demonstrations, leaving cities outside Chinese control to keep alive the memory on the June 4th anniversary. Among those arrested on Sunday were Alexandra Wong, a prominent democracy activist known as Grandma Wong. Another person detained was carrying the script of the theatrical play May 35th. The play has not been performed in Hong Kong since the